Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council Podcast. We hope you enjoy today's safety talk.
Hi, this is Joe Barney with the Great Lakes Construction Company, and here are four warning signs you may be exposed to possible heat illnesses: profuse sweating, muscle cramps, muscle fatigue, dizziness, and nausea. Some methods to prevent these signs from happening include removing the worker from the exposure of elements, removing the worker from the sun, putting them into the shade, drinking plenty of fluids, having at least 8 ounces of water within an hour period, and frequently drinking fluids. Making sure that you have the ability to cool the body temperature. Any type of ice towels or adding any type of mist will help bring the person's body temperature down to normal. Some work practices that an employer can do to put into place heat illness prevention programs is to make sure you have an emergency action plan. Having an emergency action plan will allow workers and other members of the job site to know what to do in the event of an emergency. Make sure you have a necessary program to acclimatize workers to gradually build up their exposure to heat. Workers must have adequate potable water for drinking. At least 8 ounces of water within a 20-minute period is recommended. At least 1 hour, having at least 2 bottles or 16 ounces of water would be adequate to keep a worker well protected. If possible, make sure the physical demands should be reduced during hot weather or heavy work activity. Reducing the worker's exposure to the elements is your best bet. Rotating job functions amongst workers can help minimize overexertion and heat exposure, and of course, utilizing the buddy system. Watching out for fellow workers to make sure that everybody is doing what they can to prevent heat illnesses.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.